I now call to order the Shoreline City Council regular meeting for Monday, September 29th, 2025. Will you please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll?
It's off.
No, there's an echo from over here. There's an echo coming from over here. It's coming out of that box and I don't know how to turn it off. I tried that. Okay, let's see if that fixed it. I think it did. Thank you. Okay. Mayor Roberts.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Mork.
Present.
Councilmember Ramsdale.
Present.
Councilmember Scully.
Present.
Councilmember Adamasu.
Present.
Councilmember Poby.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
So the next item is approval of tonight's agenda. No echo there. If there are no objections or comments, the agenda is adopted by unanimous consent. Next on the agenda is the report of the city manager, Mr. Ellington.
Union Council, as we enter the fall season and in preparation for a rainy week ahead, I'd like to share some reminders regarding fall and winter storm cleanup. We ask residents to keep storm drains in our neighborhood clear of leaves and debris. Please rake leaves and debris out of the street in front of your home and dispose of them in your yard waste bins. Keeping your home gutters and downspouts clear can help prevent problems in your home and on your property. If you notice a storm drain or ditch backing up or flooding on a roadway, please call 206-801-2700 immediately. Visit shorelinewa.gov/stormready for more information. We have several roundabout simulator drop-in sessions scheduled through the end of the year. The next drop-in session is Monday, October 6th, before our regular city council meeting. Please join us from 5 to 6:45 p.m. to try the roundabout simulator. For a full list of upcoming drop-in sessions, please visit shorelinewa.gov/roundabouts. And in a sign that fall is here, the Shoreline Farmers Market season has almost come to an end. The season ends October 25th, so visit sometime in the next couple of weekends. Visit the market for fresh bread, seasonal fruits and veggies, flowers, and more. The market is held at the Shoreline Park and Ride from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And finally, just a couple of public reminders. The Planning Commission will meet on Thursday, October 2nd in the Council Chamber at 7 p.m. The next Council meeting will be on Monday, October 6th at 7 p.m. The Parks, Recreation, Cultural Services Tree Board's next meeting is Thursday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. For more information about these upcoming meetings, please visit shorelinewa.gov/calendar. That concludes the city manager's report.
Thank you. This brings us to council reports. Does anyone have a council report this evening? Councilmember Ramsdale.
Thank you, Mayor. I attended the North Urban Human Services Alliance membership and board meeting last week, and we received heard a presentation by the Department of Child and Youth Services that provided us some information on resources for families impacted by immigration-related crises. So considering kind of what's been happening in our community and throughout the country. It was some very interesting and helpful resources. I encourage people to log into the department's website regarding those resources if you know anyone who's been impacted by any immigration issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Mark.
Thank you, Mayor. I've attended several different events, all associated with efforts to understand why we have double-digit rate increases and present to the public and things that we could do about it. You know, a double-digit rate increase means it doubles in like 3 or 4 years. So it's really significant, and it's impacting the utilities in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further council reports? Okay. Next on the agenda is the public comment. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may address the City Council on agenda items or any other matter pertaining to city business for 3 minutes or less. Do we have anyone signed up tonight?
No one has signed up in person or online.
So if there anyone wishes to address the council right now, please walk over to the podium. I'm seeing no one. If you'd like to come to the podium, state your name and city of residence, please.
What?
City of residence.
Oh, my name is Damian Crabtree, and I live in Shoreline.
Welcome.
My first meeting in my life ever. I'm from Seattle. I am here, and with all due respect, I don't know what happens with city council, what's brought to you all. I live about a block and a half east of the new Link station on 188th, and our street has got significant problems with speed and a blind hill. It's become a huge concern on the street, and I noticed within the last couple days there was what I think might be a data counter or something. So I'm really irritated. It's really tough to even back out of my driveway because, I mean, I could probably sit in a seat at my driveway with the camera and you just see the cars flying over. People are doing, so I'm trying to be reasonable. I realize somebody in the neighborhood said a lot of people call about things being unsafe on their street. So I'd kind of like to know how my street weighs in with those other ones. I'm, you know, reasonable about it because there's a lot of people walking, and I think navigation has turned 188th into a shortcut street, and people are doing well over 25. So I'm extremely concerned about people walking, and I'm just trying to find out what that street, what the process might be right now. I think there's an SDOT study that was supposed to be done, how Link Rail has affected the area. So I'm not here to make any demands. I'm just here to introduce myself and find out, is something going on with that street right now? And what are the processes? You know, what can be done for streets? How do you deter speeding and those things? So I think, I believe that this street I live on is definitely a candidate for help. I understand people get concerned, but if you sat there with me in the morning and tried to pull out of my driveway, and then seeing people, I mean, people raising hands like, what the heck, you're in my way. This is my freeway now. It's become out of control, honestly. You want to have a peaceful street where you live. We all do. And I don't think, if I went around that whole block and got people to join an affidavit or whatever, I think I'd get 99% joinder on it. So I'm hoping that street is getting addressed. And that's all I have to say. I just wanted to say I'm happy to be here and a little embarrassed that I've never done anything civically in my life. I'm 51, so I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
No need to apologize. I believe one of our city staff is going to contact you right now and get your information, and we'll have the responses back to you.
I'm sorry?
Well, one of our city staff will come and talk to you and take down your information, your contact information, and hopefully we'll get a answer to you relatively soon.
Yeah, I did put in a service and got a call back with no significant answers. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address the council at this time? Are you planning to address the council? Yeah, so if you please state your name and city of residence, please.
Okay. Hi, my name is Laura James. I am here as the current president of the Shoreline Sister City Association.
Welcome.
So I'm here because I understand now that we have officially voted in Occoquan as our sister city. The membership and the executive directors are very anxious to get started on our first project. There is a grant that is available for us to apply that is called the Curiosity Pass. Thank you to Doors Open. And what we would like to do with this is we have received some donated artifacts from Ghana, and we would like to build a mobile museum with that grant. So we have plans in place already for what we're going to do to build this bridge between the two countries. And I want to say thank you very much for helping to fund this organization. And as we are in our first year of becoming a nonprofit, it is especially important, and we are very grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to address the council at this time? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. The next item is approval of the consent calendar. Is there a motion? Deputy Mayor.
I move approval of the consent calendar.
Second that.
There's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Will the clerk please conduct the vote?
Councilmember Robertson.
Aye.
Councilmember Ramsdale.
Aye.
Councilmember Scully.
Aye.
Mayor Roberts.
Aye.
Councilmember Adamasu.
Aye.
Councilmember Poby.
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Mork.
Aye.
And that motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is discussion of resolution number 551, adopting a sister city policy. And there is a staff report. Welcome.
Good evening. My name is Jim Hammond. I'm with the city manager's office.
You speak closer to that microphone.
My name is Jim Hammond, and I am with the city manager's office.
And Jessica Simulchek-Smith, the city clerk. And we are presenting for you briefly this evening the discussion on resolution number 551, which is adopting a sister city policy. So as council recalls, last summer you passed resolution number 528, which encouraged the formation of a Shoreline Sister City Association. And what that resolution required is the association organize as a nonprofit, that they elect a board of directors, adopt their own bylaws, and then put together a membership and volunteer plan, as well as a business plan and a budget. So last month, the Shoreline Sister Cities Association informed us that they had completed all those steps and were ready to move on to the next step in the process, which was to come back to council with a Shoreline Sister Cities Association policy.
And this policy is a city policy, and it is meant to define the role of the city vis-a-vis the Sister Cities Association, and with that sort of articulate the roles and responsibilities of both the city and the members of the community who make up the Sister City Association. The policy has a number of components to it in terms of objective criteria for selecting a sister city, and then a process for how that is done. You heard that perhaps that process has already been undertaken. Presumably it is resonant with the proposed city policy before you tonight, but it's also a great illustration of the difference between the kind of slow and steady government process in place and the nimble and enthusiastic community organizing that we're partnering with. And so this policy document is meant to really bring those together so that there's clear understanding and expectations, and that would lay the groundwork then for city support in whatever form. It's been financial. You approved it through the biennial budget process. and funds would be arranged to be transferred to the association through a contract that would have its own scope of work and other details so that it's an appropriate and well-intended use of public funds. So that's kind of how it goes. The policy kind of takes you from cradle to grave in terms of the working relationship. And with that, we have next steps.
Yes, so the next steps would be for council this evening to discuss the draft policy attached in your packet. Currently, it's scheduled to be on your consent calendar next week on October 6th. And then after that, the process would be for the Shoreline Sister City Association to formally recommend a sister city, which it sounds like that process has already started. But the official way to enter into that relationship would be for council to adopt a resolution. So with that, we'll open it up for council discussion.
Thank you. Any discussion? Councilmember Adamasu.
Thank you. What does having connections mean? Is it family, friends, coworkers? What benefits do we get from our connections? Is education informed by our city, or have people in the global community informed our education? On Friday, I visited the Connections Garden of the Sister Cities Association of Spokane. They connect the Spokane River with the rivers of their five sister cities, Anishinaabemowin, Japan, Jilin City, China, Limerick, Ireland, Jecheon, Republic of Korea, and Cagli, Italy. President Eisenhower, seeking to avoid more wars, established several citizen diplomacy programs, including Sister Cities International. Its mission, to promote peace through mutual respect, understanding, in cooperation, one individual, one community at a time. Personally, I travel globally and I focus on interactions with local people. These connections with people in El Salvador, former Yugoslavia, Cuba, Morocco, etc., through observing and listening, these global voices assist us in understanding our common human circumstance. I am in full support of adopting the sister city policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Councilmember Scully.
So, thank you. I'm fully supportive of this and I'm prepared to vote in favor of it. I mean, I want to thank Councilmember Poby. These things don't happen without both elected official and staff support, and staff deserves credit, but so does the council member. A concern was raised to me by a citizen who I gather has been somewhat involved in the process. And her concern was that there doesn't seem to be anything in here that will let us recognize changing political environments and that a sister city relationship may not make sense as political situations change. And so what I was Googling here was, when did Hitler come to power? And if anybody gets my Google logs, they're gonna think I'm insane. But I wanted to know, because in 1932, it may have made sense to form a sister city relationship with Berlin. But in 1933, maybe, but certainly by the late 1930s, it would have been fairly obvious that the values were so different that we don't want that connection. And it cannot be a 100% alignment. And I was delighted to hear from Councilmember Adamasu that Spokane has a sister city relationship with a city in China. I think those connections are truly beneficial as long as they are about connecting people, not about supporting ideology. At the same time, we don't want to be a sister city with, you know, Pol Pot's Cambodia or something. And I was wondering if that issue has been debated and worked out, or whether we need to add something to this to account for that possibility.
Well, in the last page of the policy, there are a number of bullet points that allow for termination. And the last one talks about the behavior on part of the Shoreline Sister Cities Association, its volunteers or paid staff that violate federal, state, or local laws. I could see adding something about the behavior of the actual sister city, but that would need to be massaged a little bit.
I read that, and mm-hmm. it's limited to sort of how our side behaves. And I don't know. I mean, I'm interested in hearing council's thoughts on this. My sense is this is probably a solution without a problem, because I think we can do that anyway.
just as it comes up for review, just say, hey, things are going, you know, really south in wherever. We need to reconsider that relationship without a provision. At the same time, it would be reassuring to hear it. So unless other council members are in favor of making a change, I'm fine with it as is, but I did want to get that out there for us to discuss.
I'm curious, the policy does say for, can terminate a sister city relationship at any time for reasons including but not limited to the following. Yeah,
right.
So
right.
I think that's covered.
It is. The only thing is it's not expressly called out that we're going to watch out for that. I think that's right. The ability is there to make the change.
Any further? It's the Council Member Bowie.
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to express appreciation to council as well as staff for tolerating my demands, but we will get to know that this is collective and is from community perspective, and I can't emphasize enough the passion that the community has demonstrated. First, Shoreline, I would say, consistently continues to be the leader in several things, and that is what separates us from many cities based on what we have in our model. You know, inclusivity, very important, and now with the socio-political environment, we still remain that city that welcomes and embraces people because we value diversity. Councilmember Scully, we had a good point. We had other people raising questions regarding that while we were reviewing the policy, and we had the school board board members as well talking about other things. And at the end of the day, it was reviewed and came to a conclusion that is a mutual relationship, and just like friends. If you think the friendship is not going the way you thought it would go, it still comes to a point where you have to have a dialogue and arrive at a compromised solution, I believe. And so with that statement in there, I think it will suffice for now for us to move forward and then think about solutions when, if any conflicts should arrive in the future. And so, I want to give a big shout out to the president, Laura James, for stepping up 24/7 phone calls and everything and making sure that we set everything right and put in all the requests and submit to city staff. And it's been a great journey, but I can tell you the greatest journey is ahead. So thank you all.
Thank you, Councilmember. Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Ranzo.
Yeah, I just have one question. I am very much in support of this. Council Members Adamaso just mentioned that Spokane had several sister cities. Is there anything preventing us from having more than just one sister city with this program? So we could have several. There could be several.
Absolutely. Okay. It's really up to the community to create the energy to build those relationships, given the way that this is structured under the policies you would be adopting.
Okay. I also want to thank Councilmember Poby for initiating this. I think this is a fantastic program, and I'm looking forward to seeing it succeed. All right. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Well, I think Councilmember Robertson.
I also am very much in support of this program. Thank you, Councilmember Poby. I don't hate the idea that Councilmember Scully brought up. And I think that's a reflection of just kind of the unpredictable world that we're living in right now. And on the flip side, there may be communities out there that choose not to partner with us at some point. So it would be interesting just for, I don't know, academic purposes to understand what their side of that agreement looked like, just out of curiosity. But at a time when we seem to be pushing people away more than I'm comfortable with, I welcome the opportunity to just double down on being a welcoming city and creating friendships. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'll echo the support and also thank Councilmember Poby for not only reinvigorating this concept of a sister city, but also really sort of taking what was sort of a city initiative and just a city initiative at the beginning of our city's history, but also now taking it and being a community initiative. I think this really makes it a stronger, more sustainable program, and I really do appreciate that work. I believe this is coming back, and I think that we can put this on the consent calendar. If staff does have some ways to finesse language, I mean, I think there's, we'd be open to that, but I think as is, we're fine with where we're at. And then if it's something, just we keep in our back pocket and work on if there's changes that need to be made in the future. Everything can be changed. Okay, so we'll see this back on consent in a couple of weeks, I believe, or so.
Next week.
Next week, okay.
There's a placeholder in your packet that will be released tomorrow, and we'll have the staff report ready by Friday.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, and with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.